This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two unrelated but parallel headlines by way of setting up our next story. Hurricane Idalia bearing down on the Gulf Coast of Florida is the first. The second is from the Wall Street Journal. Americans are bailing on their home insurance, it read. And if you dig into the article, the paper reports that 12% of homeowners in this economy are choosing not to carry insurance. Marketplace's Samantha Fields takes it from there.
If you have a mortgage, you're required to have homeowners insurance. But if your home's paid off, you are not. Loretta Waters at the Insurance Information Institute says most people still do, but the number who don't is rising.
You have about 88% of people that do carry it, as opposed to a few years ago where it was about 92 to 95% of people that had homeowners insurance.
Of those who go without insurance, nearly half make less than $40,000 a year. And with coverage getting a lot more expensive, especially in disaster-prone states like Florida and California, former FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate says people are struggling to afford it.
This generally tends to be people that are older in life or retirees, and they have to make decisions about what they can afford.
When people have to choose between keeping the lights on, buying food or prescriptions, and paying their homeowner's premium, he says insurance is one of the first things to go. A lot of people also assume if something does happen, the federal government will step in and help.
And that's a very dangerous financial mistake. The federal government's not designed to do that.
Home insurance is key to recovering from a disaster, says Carolyn Kuski at the Environmental Defense Fund.
Households with insurance recover better, recover faster, have lower financial burdens post-disaster. We also have research showing that as more people in a community have insurance, the local economy recovers faster as well.
But with climate change making extreme weather more common and insurers facing mounting losses, Amy Bach at the consumer advocacy nonprofit United Policyholders says we're at an inflection point.
With the private sector behaving like private for-profit companies do, which is moving out of areas that they don't think they're going to make money in, the imperative is on public agencies, public officials to come up with some new concepts.
Because, Bach says, it's in everyone's interest for people to be able to afford to buy homes and protect them. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.